Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. It is with that gusto of maybe Randy Quaid that I say, hello, boys, I'm back. This is the Young Catholics Respond Season 3 we're getting started with. I took about 3 weeks off or so, 4 weeks off, and got myself married in between. So if you're wondering where I've been and where the show has been for that period of time, we've been I've been getting married. So now we are back and hopefully better than ever. And with that being said, my guest today is truly better than ever. He is a wonderful, wonderful man. His name is Tony Agnese. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, best-selling author, award-winning blogger, and a master storyteller. He has several books out, and his blog has been listed in the top 100 Catholic blogs. Tony and his wife, Diane, of 46 years, live in Wadsworth, Ohio. They have two adult sons and a beautiful daughter-in-law and two grandsons, Nico and Luca. They are the love of their lives. Tony also has an amazing radio show called The Storytellers on Living Bread Radio and Breadbox Media, like we do here. So, Tony, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining me today on Young Catholics Respond.
Bill, it's great to be with you, and I want to just take a second to congratulate you and Agnes Marie on your wedding. And I know you spent a wonderful honeymoon up in Niagara Falls area, which is one of our favorite areas. We travel there often, and just love that area of New York and of Ontario. And congratulations to the two of you, and may God grant you and bless you with a long, wonderful life together.
Yeah, thank you. It was truly some graced time. But Tony, I want to talk about those maybe who are a little less fortunate on the program today. There's a lot of people out there in today's world that maybe haven't found that happiness, that haven't been so struggling with depression or whatever, right? And so how do young people maybe struggling with that, or even some older people still struggling with that, overcome that, and what are the problems with that?
You know, the interesting thing, and it's a great question, Bill. A lot of people in pursuit of happiness forget the word joy. And in John 15:11, Jesus says that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be complete. Isn't that wonderful? Could you think of us as having complete joy? Well, there's a difference between happiness and joy. You know, I am happy that the Browns are winning again. I've been unhappy for 14 years about football. And so happiness goes and comes. It's fleeting. We have happy times and we have sad times. But joy is something that comes to us from God. Joy is something that is with us always, even in our misery, even in our pain and depression, even in our feelings of despair and loneliness and worthlessness. God is with us. And if we can call call upon him. They say if God can get you to it, he'll get you through it. And so oftentimes what really is disheartening to me is so many people, Bill, have lost their faith. And with no faith, they have no well of goodness to tap into by tapping into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to get us through these hard times. And so what we have are people that have no coping mechanism. And so the first time things go bad, they commit suicide, or they go into a deep depression, or they feel worthless or lonely. And I just want people to know, especially young people, that if you put your trust in the Lord, if you turn your problems over to the Lord, he will get you through them, and we will get closer to that complete joy that that Jesus talks about in John 15:11.
It's one of my favorite readings, John 15:11. It's just absolutely one of my favorites in the Bible, and because I think it unlocks so much truth about how we attain joy as well. And Jesus talks about those that have complete joy lay down their lives for their friends. And that's kind of countercultural, right? I mean, like
absolutely.
You know, this service that we lay down our life for one another is what gives us joy. And then the joy that, and you know, I took to a concordance one time, or not a concordance, and I read what the Greek word was that John used in that scripture passage, and it's a word called chara, 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 and it means calm gladness. That's what the word joy that Jesus uses is the chara in the Bible. And it's interesting, I always look at that and I always say that exactly what you just mentioned, right? That Jesus, when he talks about joy, isn't taking away all of the pain and suffering and everything in our life. He is transforming it and giving us calm gladness through it all. It's not this, you know, happy, sad time, as you mentioned, like the Browns are winning, the Eagles are winning, the Steelers won, yay, whatever, right? It's mm-hmm. more than that. It's being able to get through the struggles and the trials in life with a calm gladness, with this joy that continues to persist throughout each and every moment of our lives, regardless of whether we're happy or sad. We can still have joy.
That's absolutely.
You know, joy. Jesus had joy on the cross.
Well said.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't happy, right? Jesus wasn't happy hanging on the cross,
yeah.
But he probably had some joy.
Yeah.
Knowing that
there
he was going to be
joy there. Well. You know, you mentioned, Bill, and it's very, very important that we talk about this, is serving others. You know, my second book is called A Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service. And then the subtitle is Turning Your Misery into Ministry. And joyful service, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was I had a dinner, and I sat next to Dr. Ray Guarendi, and Dr. Ray said to me, "Hey, Tony, how's that second book doing?" And I said, "Not as good as the first." And he says, "Well, I can tell you why." And I said, "Why is that, Ray?" And he says, "Because it's about serving others, and nobody wants to serve others. People want to be served." You see, joy comes from our service to others, and that is the part that sometimes people miss. I want to use you as an example here. I hope I don't embarrass you, but the subtitle of my book is called Turning Your Misery into Ministry. You know, the couple that raises money for an autistic for autism have an autistic child, and the guy that's giving a homeless man a pair of boots on the bridge was homeless once himself. The woman visiting a cancer patient in the hospital is a cancer survivor. The family that brings food to a needy family at Christmas is paying it forward because somebody did that for them. What God will do for us is he will take our miseries, all of the tough times that we went through, and give us the opportunity to turn those miseries into a ministry. Bill, isn't that what you've done? Isn't that what Patchwork Heart is all about? Is that you've been there, done that, and that when you speak on these issues with the surgeries and so forth that you've been through, you've been there, And your words ring true to people because you've taken and you've gotten through those times and you've turned it into an ability to serve others. If people would understand that turning the worst things that could happen to us into ways to help others makes, you know, the best drug counselors, right, are recovering addicts. The best alcohol counselors in Alcoholics Anonymous and so forth are alcoholics who are recovering, who help others. That is turning misery into ministry, and that is joyful service. And that joy comes from, you know, that my joy might be in you in John 15:11, and that your joy might be complete. Those are the things that I think would help many people who are contemplating or who are feeling lonely and feeling despair and feeling worthless. It would lower the suicide rate. The mass shootings would be decreased if people understood the difference between happiness and joy, and that they went after that joy. And then once you get joy in your life, then you bring it to others. You share it with others.
Yeah, it's so true, right? I mean, you know, as you mentioned, all the people who help other people have most likely been there. And I think that is exactly what Jesus is saying in that scripture passage. It's, I'm going to give you these struggles in your life, but with a purpose. And the people that end up in despair, there's one key difference. There's one key difference between the people that end up in despair and, you know, chronically depressed and whatever, and the people who are living with joy, and it's that they've served others. It's that they've served others. Those people that have been through the tough time and then reach their hand out and say, let me help you out of that tough time, are the ones that are living with joy in this world today. The ones that are wallowing in their own misery are unfortunately the ones that end up harming others, right? You mentioned mass shootings, and you mentioned that, and you know what a tough thing. But that's the reason, right? Because they're not reaching out; they're now looking and just becoming depressed by looking inward, and that's. And that's a tough call, right? I mean, it's hard to do service, right? It's not easy. It's not easy to do this.
It's not easy. No, it's not easy. But what we understand, we are called to do that. We are called to love the Lord our God with our heart and soul and mind and spirit, and love our neighbors as ourselves. And so we reach out to them. You know, Bill, we're all going to go through hard times now. I always say when I give talks that hard times we're all going to have. And if you haven't been through hard times, just wait, you will be. And so we're all going to have hard times in our lives. And so how we manage those hard times, how we get through them to the other side is very important. First of all, we have to understand that pain and suffering are part of life. It's just part of life. You know, we don't go through life 100% of the time pain-free and happy and with no suffering. Secondly, attitude is everything. You know, if we go into something with an attitude of thankfulness and gratitude and so forth, it helps us to get through always something in our lives to be thankful for, to be grateful for. You know, when I was diagnosed with cancer 14 years ago, the day I returned home from the doctor's office who had given me that terrible diagnosis, I sat in front of my computer and I received an email from a guy in Cincinnati who I've never met. And it was the seven great prayers. And the first prayer, Bill, was, thank you, God, for dot, dot, dot. And I sat in front of my computer, Bill, and I closed my eyes and I said, thank you, God, for an early diagnosis. Thank you, God, for a doctor who's a friend. Thank you, God, for a wife who'll be by my side. Thank you, God, for hospitals and nurses that will treat me. And I began saying thank you. Bill, it was an hour later when I finished my thank yous. And from that moment on, I never thought about my cancer diagnosis. I said, Jesus, you've got this. I'm just going to continue to serve others and do what I do. And I'll put this in your hands. Now, I was unhappy about a cancer diagnosis, but I still had joy in my life. Some of the most joyful people I've ever met, Bill, have been on their deathbeds. They have joy, certainly the joy that comes internally from our Savior, Jesus Christ. And a lot of times people compare themselves to it. I see this with young people. I want you to weigh in on this. But one of the things that I think social media has done is, my goodness, you look at some people and they're living their best life. They're always on vacation. There's always a picture of their toes on the beach, or there's a picture out the wing of the airplane. And they're just living the good life, living their best life. And we all know that that's not what's going on. You know, the only thing we're seeing are these pictures that they post. And so it makes our life kind of look kind of lonely and shallow by comparison. And I think sometimes that accentuates this loneliness and despair that some people have, that I'm just not leading my best life. Do you get a sense of that as well?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. We get stuck in a mediocrity. We get stuck in mediocrity, right? Absolutely. Yeah. We get stuck in this mediocrity, and it's hard to pull out of it. But Tony, I have to take that short break right here, and then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. Time flies when we're having fun, you know. Two storytellers telling great stories. We'll be right back here with Tony Agnese on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Tony Agnese. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, author, speaker, and all-around amazing, amazing storyteller. Today, we're talking with him about just having and containing complete joy. How do you get joy? And what do we do to get there? The first half of this episode is awesome. If you're listening live on Living Bread Radio or another radio, I recommend that you reach out on Breadbox Media, our podcast network, and listen to that again. But if you missed the first half of the episode, because it's really, really awesome. In addition, I want to kind of follow up on where Tony left us. So you're talking a little bit about getting stuck in the mediocrity of the social media. And, you know, people snap all these perfect pictures. I know that I posted a ton of really joyful honeymoon pictures on social media, or at least I'm tagged in a bunch of them by my wife. And that's awesome and great. But there are also difficult moments in life that when we look at this perfect social media, we don't see the imperfect behind it, right? We don't see the imperfect behind it. And we think, oh, this person's fine. Oh, look how great their life is. I want to have that life too. Well, those people have the exact same struggles and the exact same problems. But by continuing to post only good things about our life, we end up only being stuck in mediocrity. You know, we never grow past the superficial happiness that society wants to give us. And so when we're interacting with people on social media, it's either one of these two things. It's either total despair that gets posted, or it's amazing, joyful moments. And there's never any in between. So we really have to make an effort, especially young people have to make an effort to, and I'm guilty of this, right? Because I only post mainly about my ministry and all the wonderful things that God is doing in it. But we have to be honest on social media. I think that's one of the biggest things. We have to be honest in life, but we also have to be honest on social media and be able to easily, you know, say, hey, you know what? Today wasn't such a great day. And today I need to work on these things. If we're going to be posting all that stuff, I think, do you think that's a fair thing to demand of people? Be honest on social media and tell people, hey, everything isn't going as perfect as everything looks with my photo albums.
Well, it's the cumulative effect of all of those people posting all of those positive things. And here I am saying that I'm trying to compare my poor life to their wonderful lives. And I think it's important for people to realize that you're not alone out there, that there are many people going through the same types of sufferings that you are, that oftentimes the loneliness sets in and we think, boy, everyone else, not just this person, but all of my friends are having this wonderful time. And here I am in my room depressed and so forth. And I think they fail to realize that things will change. You know, whatever we get through, and God does that for us. In God, all things are possible to get through that. Bill, you know, one day about, oh gosh, this is probably 2 years ago, I was standing in front of the mirror shaving, and I saw this huge scar that goes from my breastbone down and does a U-turn around my belly button and so forth, where I had 2 feet of my colon removed with colon cancer 14 years ago. And as I looked at it, I could say that it was just an ugly, ugly scar. And but it made me realize that we all have scars. You know, some of us, like you and me, have the physical scars of surgery. But some people have silent scars, emotional scars, psychological scars, emotional scars. And those scars sometimes are silent. We don't see them. We don't see them as we've seen our visible scars for those of us that have had surgeries and so forth. And so it's important that we realize that we all have scars, whether they're physical scars, emotional scars. Some of us have spiritual scars. And so we have to deal with those, and we can deal with them if we allow our scars to draw us closer to Jesus rather than push our Lord away, to draw him closer to us. Our scars, my scar reminds me of grace for 14 years. It's allowed me 14 more wonderful years with my wife, and I'm now in Nashville, Tennessee today, visiting my grandkids, my youngest grandchild, Luca, turns 2 on Monday on the 9th, and so we get a chance to spend some time with him. And so these scars remind us of the healing power of God. You know, the other thing our scars do is that they keep us from hurting others. You know, it's if we have had emotional scars, we are very, very conscious of others and what they might be going through. You know, sometimes people can hide those emotional scars and those differently than we can our physical scars. I mean, I can put a shirt on and hide my scars, but people hiding those scars. And when we have scars, it reminds us that we can't hurt others. There's a story I'd love to share with you. I don't know if I've ever shared with you. It's about girls with purple hair. Have I ever shared that, Bill?
No, not on this show.
I'm by myself. My wife is out of town. I'm driving to dinner, and I come up on this intersection, and a car hits a guy on a motorcycle, and the guy is laying in the middle of the street under this motorcycle, and cars are just going around him. You know, they're just looping around him, just going by. And I immediately saw this, and I pulled off the side of the road, and I got out of my car. And as I did, there was a girl with purple hair, probably college age, with a funky outfit on. And she ran out into the middle of the street dodging traffic and grabbed this young man and dragged him to the curb. And as she got him to the curb, I got up there, and his hand was kind of mangled. And as I was tending to his wound, she was talking with him in such a calm manner. She was calming him. She was assuring him. She was making him feel important, making him feel the center of her attention and so forth. And as I worked on him, somebody had called 911 and the ambulance came and the EMS took him into the ambulance. And I had an opportunity to talk with this girl with the purple hair. And I said, you know, I was very impressed with what you did and how you treated him and the fact that you ran out and grabbed him and got him to safety and so forth. And she said the most interesting thing to me. She said, you know, sir, she said, I know what it's like to be left in the middle of the road. I know what it's like to be lonely. I know what it's like to have no one care enough to drag me. I know that pain and suffering. And I don't want anyone else to feel what I have felt. Isn't that beautiful? She said, what she's really saying to me is, been there, done that. And I can't let this happen to this man because I know what it feels like. And she did everything in her power to help him. You know, I do some homeless ministries and I'm down feeding people. And you know who's always behind the counter passing out food? Girls with purple hair. And you know, you go to a clothing distribution point, and who's working it but girls with purple hair? Yeah, I love girls with purple hair. I love people that have been there and done that, who have turned their scars into stars, you know, who have made their life a life of serving others. And what comes as a result of that, Bill, is joy. Isn't that what we're talking about today?
Amen.
Joy.
Amen.
That joy might be in you and that joy might be complete.
Amen. And, you know, scars, when you think about them, are that surface reminder, right, of something deeper and that has happened. And whether, you know, you have an emotional scar or a physical scar, they're really a little sacramental because it's a reminder that something deeper has occurred in your life. Something more profound has occurred in your life. And that's all it is. That's what it is for me. It's really a sacramental that just reminds me, hey, you know, I've taken care of you. I've fixed this problem, you know, and now it's your responsibility to go out and take care of others. And that is what brings me joy. I know that's what brings you joy in your ministry. And as we wrap up, Tony, I want to make sure that you have that opportunity to promote your ministry because I know you're out there doing so much. So tell people where they can find you, invite people to go to your website or whatever so they can have you out at their parish.
Sure. My website is tonyagnesi.com. It's TonyAgnesi.com. I have a brand new book out. It's been just a week Saturday. It's called The Storyteller's Guide to a Graceful Life, Volume 2. It's 44 brand new stories of God's grace. Each story has scripture tied to it and a few questions for reflection as well. I love to speak at parishes. I love to go out and speak. My ministry, Bill, I make no profit from my ministry. All the sales of my books, all the money I make from speaking, every penny of it goes to the charities that my wife and I support and the ministries that she and I support. And my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all of the normal places. But if you go to my website, tonyagnesi.com, and you click on the books and you order the brand new book or the other two books, The Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service or Volume 1, and you use the promo code FRIENDS in the little coupon section, put in the promo code FRIENDS, it'll take 20% discount off the entire order, one book, two book, all three, however you do it. And I will personally sign each and every book and offer free shipping as well. So for any listeners of Young Catholics Respond, 20% discount. All the proceeds, all the profits, I get nothing from them, all go to the ministries that I support. And on the website, my show, The Storytellers, you can access The Storytellers there. I have a podcast. It's 5 minutes long. It's called 5 Minutes with Tony. It runs on Breadbox Media, and you can also access it through my website. And it's a nice little 5-minute reflection that I do once a week. And I know that a lot of people get a lot out of it. We call them a snackable podcast because it's all done in a very short period of time. And you can listen to them in the morning with your prayers or on the way to work and so forth. So all of that's available. There are over 288 blog posts. There are 180 of those programs up there, all at TonyAgnese.com.
You're the man, Tony. Thank you so much for being here and sharing more stories with me. We'll have you back on again and again. Thank you so much for being here on Young Catholics Respond today.
Thank you so much, Bill, and I can't wait to get you back on the Storytellers. And once again, congratulations to you and Agnes Marie on just a wonderful marriage, and may God bless it for many, 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 many years to come.
I appreciate it. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, this is Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.